نبينا والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. وقال تعالى: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, we begin by praising Almighty Allah, our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, Sustainer and Provider. And we send peace and salutations upon our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in its totality. And may Allah grant us his companionship in Jannatul A'la. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is indeed the great favor and the blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah. That time and again, if we ponder, we will come to realize and we will come to acknowledge this fact that indeed Allah has blessed us more than what we are deserving. More than what we are deserving, Allah has blessed us more than this. And together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His infinite blessings and bounties upon us time and again, in different ways, shape and forms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with certain times, months, places, in which Allah increases the reward of any action to such extents only well known to Allah. The lights of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it a certain distinction of all the other creation of Allah, the places that are on the surface of this earth. The lights of Laylatul Qadr, it has been given the status of the best night, the day of Arafat. And from amongst the months in the Islamic calendar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the 12 has chosen 4 to be from the 4 sacred months. It is indeed the favor of Allah, and we should be thankful to Allah first of all that a new year has started. The 1448 Islamic Hijri calendar year has started. We know many people were amongst us last year, and today, unfortunately, they have left this temporary world. Many people were alive the last Dhul Hijjah, the last month of the last year, and today they are not amongst us. Many opportunities Allah has blessed us. Many times in which Allah has blessed us. But unfortunately, it is our puny intellect that is completely deceiving us. And continuously, we are in this deception of life, that this is my world and I'm going to live here forever. We see, if we go into the graveyards, that is when we come to realize that today I am above the earth, tomorrow I will have to be lying here. What have I prepared for this life to come? When I have this opportunity, and Allah has blessed me a new year, another chance, another leaf, a new chapter in my life. What resolutions have I made to Allah? What have I repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wrongdoings and the shortcomings that were present in my life? So the first thing that we will do is we will reflect upon ourselves. We make muhasabah. And we contemplate on ourselves that what is my condition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where do I stand? If I was to die in this very instant, what will I face and what will I present before Allah? So the objective of our life, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that in every action that we do, the first thing that Allah wants from us is ikhlas. Allah wants us to have sincerity. Whatever we will do, sincerity is what will lead us to success. If we don't have ikhlas in our life, no matter what we do, no matter how pious we may be, but this will not be of any use to you in the akhirah. So ikhlas, sincerity is very important. And together with this, respected elders and brothers, as we have passed an entire year, there will be definitely shortcomings. There will definitely be some wrong that we have done, something that we were not supposed to do. So the first thing we will do is we will make shukr upon Allah for the good that He has granted us. And tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wrongdoings that we have done throughout the year. Now, every person will have to evaluate himself. What is my condition? Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَلْتَنْدُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O people, O believers who fear Allah, what have you sent forth for tomorrow? What have you sent forth to present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every businessman, if you see today, they are engaged in their audits as we have come to the close of the end of financial year. We are, as businessmen, as managers, as boss, as owners and investors, we will be now auditing our companies, that how much profit or loss have we gained in this company? What mistakes have we made in order for us to rectify so that the year to come ahead we can flourish this business? But as believers, we need to audit our souls. We need to audit ourselves. That what good have I brought in my life? And what evil has come in my life that was not supposed to be there? Have I made a resolution to Allah that I will remove this? Why, respected elders and brothers, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are two qualities that Allah has blessed us, which we are in a very great deception about, and we are deceiving and we are wasting. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the first thing, as-siha, that we have good health today. Ask those that are going through sickness. Ask those that are going through old age. How much this hope and desire will there be in the heart that I wish I can prostrate before Allah one more time. I can ask Allah. That is why Allah says in the Quran that when a person is about to die and he leaves this world, what will be his concern? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Wallah, I wish you increase my time in this world only for one moment, that I go and do some form of good deed and I return back to you. So our lives, respected elders and brothers, we need to contemplate it. اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوع عسى أن يكون موتك بغتة. Imam Bukhari beautifully used to say that take advantage of the time that you have on your hand. Take advantage of the good health that you have in your hand. Take advantage of the wealth that you have on your hand. Be it in form of a community. Be it in form of a masjid. Be it in form of a family. Be it in form of business. Whatever it is, this is a blessing of Allah. اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوع عسى أن يكون موتك بغتة. It is very much possible that death can overtake you at any given time. The age that we have is merely a number. Honestly, respected elders and brothers, there is no guarantee for tomorrow. But إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا أجسامكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. Allah does not see who you are or what you are. Allah sees your heart. That is why it's very important that we rectify ourselves. And what will accompany you is your good deeds. It is not your wealth. It is not your families. It is the good deeds that you have done with sincerity. So we need to rectify ourselves. Imam Bukhari beautifully makes mention that اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوع عسى أن يكون موتك بغتة كم من صحيح من غير سقم ذهبت نفسه الصحيحة فلتة. That there were so many people that we know amongst ourselves that were healthy, they were fit, and all of a sudden death has overtaken them. So what we need to think that, oh Allah, you have still given me an opportunity. I still have time on my hand. I can still repent to you. I can still rectify myself. And I can become a better human being. I can become a better Muslim. This is the type of resolutions that we should have with Allah. That, oh Allah, I may not be a Muslim that is practicing in its totality, but I'm trying. Oh Allah, rectify me. Oh Allah, make me sincere. Oh Allah, make me a good human being. Oh Allah, make me a good husband or a good spouse. Make me obedient towards my children. Or make my children obedient towards me. Make me a good employee for my boss. The resolutions that a person needs to make. There is a saying that وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَبْنَ آدَمَ بَاكِيَا وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ يَضْحَكُونَ سُرُورًا. That when we come into this world, what is our condition? We come in this world and we are crying and we have nothing upon us. We come empty and that is how we are going to return. But what is the condition around us? That we come in this world, we are crying. But everybody around us is happy for the fact that a new creation has come into the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The saying is that فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَن تَكُونَ إِذَا بَكَوْا. That now live your life from that very time till the day you leave this world. That the day you return to Allah, people around you are crying. But you are smiling and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to beautifully say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. I'm not really sure if it's the quotation of Hazrat Ali or the Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. That take account of yourselves. Time to time, take account of yourselves. فَإِن حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. That take account of yourself before your account is taken. وَزِنُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُزَنُوا. Weigh your deeds. Where do I stand? What do I have in my life? What is supposed to be in my life and what is not supposed to be in my life? وَزِنُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُزَنُوا. Weigh your deeds before your book of deeds are weighed tomorrow. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. Today is the day where we can make amal. Today is the day we have this opportunity. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. And Allah is not taking account. وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. But the day we leave this world, that is the day we will have to face Allah. And we will have to give account to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be accountable for every second that we have spent in this life. So what we need to realize, a year has gone. And this year will no longer come back. It is forever gone. Ya ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam. Idha dhahaba yawmi, dhahaba ba'd. That, O sons of Adam, you are merely a collection of days. A day passes by, a piece of you has passed. We have basically come closer to Allah 1 year ahead. A year, we have come closer to Allah. Think to yourself, individually, that 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, no matter where we stand, what has Allah not given you? And how negligent and ignorant and deceiving are you to Allah? And rectify yourselves. Because it's never too late. You have this opportunity. Rectify yourselves. Make a firm resolution to Allah. That, oh Allah, from this day onwards, I will not disobey you. Allah is saying that regardless of you not doing any good, but do not disobey me. That's what Allah is saying, that do not disobey me and make a firm resolution to Allah. That, oh Allah, I will begin this year and I will make good intentions that I will perform my 5 times daily salah. I will connect myself with the Quran. I will connect myself to the masjid. I will become sincere in whatever I do. And I will repent for the wrong that I have done in my life. Respected elders and brothers, the month of Muharram is a very blessed month. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that just the way Allah ends the year on a sacred month, the month of Dhul Hijjah, Allah begins the new year also on a sacred month, Muharram. And he says that the best form of ibadah that we had after Hajj or in the days of Hajj, the days before Hajj, was fasting. And in the beautiful month of Muharram, Allah says that this is the same ibadah I want from you. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah himself says, "As-sawmu li wa ana az-zabih." This is such an ibadah which is the reward and ajr is from me only, nobody else. And Allah has given it an elite. Allah makes mention that Shahrullah al-Muharram. Allah has stipulated this month to be His month. Of course, every month of the year belongs to Allah. But Allah specifies and specifically says this to show the importance and the value of this month. So, the ibadah that we need to do, number one, is to engage in dua to Allah. There's three du'as that Allah readily, three people's du'as that are readily accepted. Number one, a traveler. Number two, a child, a pious child that will be making du'a for his deceased parents. And number three, the du'a of a person who is fasting. Du'a is readily accepted. And of course, in this month, there is the 10th of Muharram, which is known as the day of Ashura. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if I was to live another year, I would have fasted for 2 days. And we know the significance behind this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was saved and his people were saved from Fir'aun and his tyranny. And he fasted out of gratitude. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when the Jews were fasting when he migrated to Medina to Munawwara, we are more worthy and closer to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than anybody else. So he says that on the 10th we will be fasting, but together with this to show our uniqueness, we will fast the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. And what is the virtue behind this? That a year of sins and minor sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. And it comes in another riwayah, it is the equivalent of fasting the entire year. So when Allah has given us this opportunity, let us make the most of it, and let us rectify ourselves and make good intentions for the year to come ahead. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله المطلع على خفيات السرائر العالم بمقنونات الضمائر وغفار الذنوب وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، سيد المرسلين وجامع شمل الدين وقاطع دابر الملحدين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن كون إصلاح السرائر دعامة لإصلاح الظواهر مما نطق به القرآن وسنة رسول الإنس والجان، فقد قال الله تعالى: ولكن قولوا أسلمنا، وقال تعالى: فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور، وقال تعالى: ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، وخيرها من الآيات. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لوابسة جئت تسأل عن البر والإثم؟ فقال: نعم. فجمع أصابعه فضرب بها صدره وقال: استفت نفسك، استفت قلبك ثلاثا: البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب، والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر وإن افتاك الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما الأعمال بالنيات. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الرجل لا يكون من أهل الصلاة والصوم والزكاة والحج والعمرة حتى ذكر سهام الخير كلها وما يجزى بها يوم القيامة إلا بقدر عقله. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا خرجت روح المؤمن تلقاها ملكان يصعدانها، يقول أهل السماء: روح طيبة. وإن الكافر إذا خرجت روحه يقول أهل السماء: روح خبيثة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يقول ملك الموت: يا أيتها النفس الطيبة، ويقول: أيتها النفس الخبيثة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. بارك الله، بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم وبسنة نبيه الكريم. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، يستعينه واستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، أصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقواهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، وذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعدائك أعداء الدين. الدين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة.
And if you are not a guest in front of you, inside the masjid area. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قام للصلاة، قد قام للصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله. استغفر الله من كان الشيخ. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد. قال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد. ما يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد. يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد. وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ. من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب. ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود. لهم ما يشاءون فيها لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد.
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تكون ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من ورثاء جنة
جنة النعيم. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.